that question of uncertainty about our history and where we are now certainly has come up repeatedly in the relationship of our government to whatever has been in these strange aerial discs that have been photographed and filmed now for literally decades. And as I was talking about in the first half hour, Frank Fascino and his research into what was happening on September 12, 1952, that he concludes aircraft, our aircraft, were being shot down or disintegrated or disappearing in the skies by the discs. The first time that I heard about our military using aggression to bring down discs was from Leonard Stringfield, who pioneered research into UFO crash retrievals. And he told me that he had firsthand knowledge from living in Cincinnati and working with the Air Force that in the early 1950s, the United States had a standing order to bring discs down. But Len Stringfield told me that we, quote, lost so many pilots that the order was rescinded, unquote. And then a man that I have come to know in the last 10 years from his work as a former state representative in the state of New Mexico, Andrew Kistner, representing the area of Las Cruces. He did research on the history of New Mexico that included the V-2 rocket experiments that were ongoing at White Sands in the spring of 1947, where what was called, quote, peculiar phenomena, unquote, caused some of the rockets to veer off course. And former New Mexico Representative Andrew Kistner said that he talked with former White Sands and Naval Research Laboratory employees who said that our government had photographs taken from inside at least one V-2 rocket of the peculiar phenomena, and guess what it was? A disc.
Yep.
And that these discs could pace easily along with our V-2 rocket launches and were linked to them going off course. He also said that in his conversations with a man who worked for the Naval Research Laboratory back in the 1960s, that the man had been taken to a facility underground in the state of New Mexico, where in a warehouse underground, there was a flying disc that was an example of the kind of weaponry that we used to bring it down, and that it had holes in the skin. Now, this whole issue of our trying to militarily bring down discs and their retaliation is something that Frank Fascino brought up and that I talked with Stanton Friedman about. And in Stanton's work, he's been a nuclear physicist who has worked for General Electric, Westinghouse, and other companies who design and develop fusion rockets and nuclear power plants for space applications. And he is one of the foremost investigators of the alleged 1947 UFO crash at Roswell, co-authored a very good book with Don Berliner called Crash at Corona, the U.S. Military Retrieval and Cover-Up of a UFO. Stan Friedman was so impressed with the nearly decade-long investigation that Frank Fascino did, he wrote the foreword to Frank's book. And in that foreword, Stanton quoted from the alleged November 18, 1952 presidential briefing document that was supposed to have been prepared for President Dwight Eisenhower that surfaced in the early 1980s. It specifically mentions 1952 and the aerial disc this way, quote, a significant upsurge in the surveillance activity of these craft beginning in May and continuing through the autumn of this year has caused considerable concern that new developments may be imminent, unquote. And Stanton points out that in 1952, quote, both the United States and the Soviet Union quietly sent aircraft near and sometimes over the other country's borders to see how well and rapidly airborne and electronic defense systems responded. Each side shot down a number of the other side's aircraft, all in secret, until known decades later. Families were lied to over and over about what happened to crew members lost in these earlier, totally unreported incidents, unquote. Today, Maxwell Air Force Base is not telling the truth either about the records of the Starfire pilot and radar operator and their sudden and mysterious disappearance over the Gulf of Mexico on September 12, 1952, in the context of an entire UFO flap that whole day and into the next day. Is the official denial, because the American government still does not want the public and the media to know, there has been American aggression against whatever intelligence piloted the aerial disks, and there has been retaliation. Here now is Stanton Friedman with comments about this issue of lying, aggression, and retaliation.
Let's face it, there should be no surprise that the government flat-out lied in 1952. They began flat-out lying back in 1947, actually in 1946. So it's clear that they had a well-developed program for dealing with events that could prove embarrassing. The fact that they had Colonel Leavitt on the scene that same day, you know, originally with 30 people and then 20 more joining him, that means they were prepared for a crash. A recovery team, if you will. They were hoping they'd be able to grab one, I'm sure, which didn't quite make it, but they got some pieces. You find 1952 was, as everybody knows, a major year for UFO events, the sightings over Washington, D.C. in particular. When I did a radio show out of New York, I had a call-in from a guy who was at Andrews Air Force Base in 1952, where they had scrambled jets and so forth after the UFOs that were seen over Washington. And I talked to him off camera, so to speak, off the microphone. And he said, look, we were sending up jets all the time for the next year. It wasn't just once. And he mentioned one event, he said, in particular that impressed him, was that a pilot came back and there had been two planes that had been sent up and only one came back. And all the pilot could say was, it went straight up. It went straight up. And the other plane was never found. There was a little cover story in a newspaper weeks later about, you know, lost at sea, the usual nonsense.
And did you interpret it meaning that the other plane, the human plane, went straight up under the force?
No, I interpreted it as meaning the UFO went straight up.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that one of the most important and significant implications of the Braxton County and we'll call it Gulf of Mexico, Florida, the combined incidents,
yep,
on September 12, 1952, is, as Frank Fascino told me, I think that we have hard evidence on that date, at least, of our humans trying to shoot down these unidentified aerial disks and the disks retaliating by plucking the radar operator and the pilot literally out of the air.